from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's gently holding his arms. I'm cupping my elbows gently, which I'd say, if Elton John cut me softly, that's the ode of elbows. I don't think Elton John ever sang that. How did I almost mispronounced Elton John's name. Cut me softly, I'm an elbow. That's what I would sing. If my elbow could sing, because they say it's not crossing. My arms are kind of crossed, but they're supporting one another. It's one of those things that keeps me, it is a form of self-soothing when I get ready to record this, so I can be here for you. If you're new, holy moly, you might already be wondering where you are. Well, here's where you are. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, before we get to the story here, or the episode here, sorry about that. I just want to let you know, Sleep With Me is grounded in empathy and compassion and the idea that you matter and you getting a good night's sleep matters. And that's kind of one of those things that's interconnected with everyone. That means it means a couple things to me. It means one, providing links to resources if you're having a real tough time right now in this moment where you could reach out for support and getting connected to resources right now. Those are in the show notes. And it also means supporting the members of our community right now. And right now, that doesn't just mean saying Black Lives Matter. It means making Black mental health a priority in our society and saying, look at the impact of not following through on this and not making it a priority. So if you're in need of resources or you want to be a part of change, there's going to be links to organizations that you could reuse as a resource or that you could offer your financial resources or more to in the show notes, because you're important. All right. And that's why I say it. And thank you for all the reminders that I say, yeah, if this show really is grounded in empathy and compassion, it means, pointing that out. Here's a couple of ways. This is like where I say, when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, remember those resources that are in your show notes and that these are the sponsors that enable me to bring you the show for free twice a week. Thanks, everybody. All right, but Scoot's here, and this is where I talk about, like, just supporting the show. So this is really only for regular listeners. If you count on Sleep With Me or you use Sleep With Me on a regular basis, you're a long-term listener. Like, does Sleep With Me do anything unique for you, right? Is it a part of your life and it's a unique way? Like, when you just discovered the show or it started helping you, you're like, wow, I had no idea this existed, but I was looking for it. And then does it provide something for you? Is it unique and does it provide something? Does it do anything for you? Like, does it help you fall asleep or take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep? Or does it keep you company? Does it distract you during the day? So is it unique or somewhat unique? And does it do anything for you? If the answers are yes to both of those, like, how much is that worth anything to you? How much are those things, the unique part and whatever it does for you, worth to you? But the other question is, like, if Sleep With Me went away, like, what would you be willing, like, would that change what it's worth to you? Would it change the value proposition? To get it back, oh yeah, I'd pay $50 a month, and you don't even have a tier at that level. So just think about that. But if any of that resonates with you, don't wait. We really are in a position now where for at least a time, I'm going to have to kind of really work hard to get more people involved in supporting the show. We have the listeners. It's just getting the attention of enough listeners, a small percentage of people, but people that are said, oh, okay, I'll do it now. You just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and sign up, support the show. Even if you're not sure, sign up for all the trials are 7 days, and then you could change your mind. But at least then you've done something. You said, yes, it's unique. Yes, it really means something to me. Yes, it does something for me. And no, I don't want to wait. Like, I don't want it to go away. So thanks. Think about that. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. All right, everybody, ho, ho, ho. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The holiday season is upon us, and that means that holiday shopping season that everybody's doing online. And I wanted to thank Eve, who got a head start on our holiday gifting by buying two different blend jets for her besties. The blend jets make an amazing gift. If you're supporting a sponsor, particularly for a holiday gift, tag them, tag me, let me know about it. Send them an email, send me an email, and let me know. I can try to thank you on the Supporter Zone. Let me know what you're getting as a holiday gift. That's like most of our sponsors, they make perfect gifts. And then you're gifting the show too, because you're supporting the podcast. And then I also want to thank Silent Sleepy Supporters. A lot of people are supporting BetterHelp and they're getting the support they need. And they've been telling me in detail about how much they've been enjoying the process. You know, I recently switched over to doing remote therapy as well. And it's really, really convenient. And it's really convenient for your mental health. So if you're using BetterHelp, you know, you could always send me an email or let me know about it. And I'll respect it if you want to just keep it between us. But I really, really, really respect all the listeners taking that extra step and let me know about it. And if you do support BetterHelp, let them know about it. You know, send them an email or something. Thanks, everybody that's doing that. And that's the end of the first part of Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of Sleepy Supporter Zone kind of ties in with that. You getting the support you need. If you're having a tough time right now, there's links to resources in the show notes. You could also check out BetterHelp and start to form a longer-term relationship with a therapist. And then the third part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is supporting the mental health of the members of our community. And for me right now, that means when you say Black Lives Matter, you also have to say that Black mental health matters, and you have to back that up. So there's links to resources in the show notes. But I'm also supporting BEAM. It's a Black Emotional and Mental Health Collective. It's a group of therapists, lawyers, religious leaders, teachers, psychologists, advocates, and activists all working together to support mental and emotional health and healing in the Black community. And if you want to access their resources or support them, use the link that'll be in the show notes. And that's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are this they?
Posty poster song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. the Lecture. Also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer, and Ashley. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. It's almost Christmas, y'all. You can tell me the story and personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation, and Scooter might get a perm.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, you could commission a song from the Mystery Bard for the holiday season, song.jonathanmann.net. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning? Mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things you're thinking about, feelings, anything emotionally coming up for you. Where you say, okay, I'm feeling something about that. I don't know. You know, normally it's not. It can be good. Sometimes good or excited feelings can keep us awake. They never get any glory, you say. Because usually if you're excited about you get waking up, then later your grouchiness is like a little bit, I don't have the vocabulary to say it, but something eclipsed by your whatever the joyous event is. But it could be feelings about the past, present, future, or just a general the old generalized feelings. Talk about a feeling that's resentful. You say, who are you calling generalized? They say, well, I don't know. That was just what it said in the DSVM 5, the IV, the 1V1. And everybody laughs. Everybody that knows what it is laughs because they say, Scoots, it's not the DSVM. I say, are you sure about that? It's gray, right? I can see it. I pulled that thing. You know where it's eat good to find those. And this isn't a joke about the content. It's just that a lot of those end up in the bin. Because I'm sure a lot of people set out on that path. Either to read. Who would say that? Oh, boy, I can't wait to sit down and crack this manual, whatever it is. It's got a lot of letters and some, I think, Roman numerals in here. Not only is it a manual, it's a diagnostic manual. And I think the S probably stands for standardized or something. And even generalized is saying, yeah, and I may be listed in there, but I'm not on the cover. And I'd say, well, you're on the cover of so many things for me. You're on the top of my covers when I'm trying to go to sleep and when I get up sitting there. Old generalized different things. Anyway, so it could be feelings, could be physical sensations. It could be interrelated stuff. It could be something else. Whatever is keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that and keep you company, just like a friend would, chitter-chattering away. While you fall asleep. That's it. I'm here to take your mind off of stuff while you fall asleep. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a safe place. I'm smoothing it. I'm patting it. You know, slowly, like I've said in the past, how slowly, if you fell asleep and I was there, I would slow. Well, this is why it's a podcast. I would slowly back out of the room. Then I would definitely tumble on some stuff. Then I would probably sing the song, I Tumble For You. I Tumble For You. And then I'd sing that in a low tone. Then you say, oh boy, now everybody else is awake. And then you say, did you hire that? It was a story. I thought it was a podcast. And he said, well, it was an add-on. He'd come over. That's how I make you appreciate the podcast. You say, Scoots, you know, I don't know about this Sleep With Me podcast anymore. I'd say, well, invite me over to do the podcast in person. And you'll believe me, say, what did you have? Like Ritz covered saltine crackers? What are those crumbs? I've never seen all those crumbs together in one place. Is that bird seed? Could have been. I don't know. We'll do that's why, you know, you see, what did you trip over? Well, I bring my own things. I sprinkle Legos around the floor just to make you appreciate the podcast. That's why I do it. It's the only time I can imitate Homer Simpson is when I have a handful of crackers and I'm putting crackers in my mouth and I'm backing out of your room quietly. That's to keep my mouth from making any noises while I'm back. And then I step on those Legos. I thought they say don't multitask, but I figured, you know, if I ever had to be like a quiet mover, like in the movies, if I was going to be one of those Mission Impossible movies, if they ever needed me, not that they would, but just in case they did, I wanted to be ready. So I said, well, I'm going to do this podcast over here. Just in case your mission, should you choose to accept it, you know, the secrets, you know, they're going to make the Eiffel Tower into something. I'm not sure if it's a superconductor or a giant Tesla coil that will erase all known knowledge on the earth and crash whatever, all the databases. Don't take that idea and run with it, by the way, super geniuses. But yeah, the plans are in a room that's very dark and covered in Legos. And also, there's also this other thing. The only thing that can confuse it is a sandwich of Ritz crackers and saltine crackers crunching and being dribbled along the room. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm here to do a sleep podcast. Sorry, I got drifted off there. So that's why you don't invite me over. Just one of the reasons, one of the many reasons. That's why I come in podcast form. So what I'm going to do, I got a safe place and none of that stuff's there. That's what's great. Just this podcast. And it's flexible. You could set a sleep timer. You could listen to episode after episode. You could start it at 30 minutes tomorrow. Whatever works for you. But I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. So I'm going to go off topic, which we've seen already, and not really go anywhere. That would be like if I was trying to back out of your room, but it's not, you know, it's not my room. So I might, if I'm backing out, you really should only back out of rooms you know the layout of. And I'd say, well, how'd I get on this side of the bed? Now I got to recross an entire room of Legos. Maybe I should have worn shoes. And I say, oh boy, not hardwood, anything but hardwood floors. And they say, no, it's laminate floors. And I say, when it comes to Legos, it doesn't make a difference. I'm barefooted. And also, they're borrowed Legos, so I couldn't put shoes on any, even if I wanted to, because then how would I return them in their original, you know? And also, here's the thing. If I wanted to do any, like, product placement, if any companies are listening that aren't Lego, like Playmobil, Playmobil would fit in this image perfectly. As a matter of fact, it would be, you know, be even better. Because you'd say, I've always wanted to play with those Playmobiles. I mean, I did with my daughter. Not hand-me-down. We were gifted, pre-played with Playmobil by my friend and sometimes listener, Evelyn. Hopefully I don't wake Evelyn up. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, so I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night, lulling, soothing tones, creaky, dulcet, pointless meanders, all to help you fall asleep, to take your mind off of stuff. So if you're new, here's a couple of things to know. One, a lot of people don't like this show when they first listen. I would say most people. So that's a normal, or you're just not sure about it. So give it a few tries, and that's only to benefit you, is because this podcast is very different. You don't really listen to it. Just like if I was there in person. And, you know, we had contingency where he said, don't bring any Legos or crackers or just don't bring anything except for a bedtime story and just sit there. And then, like, also, never mind. We'll just listen to see. You'd say, well, just listen to the podcast. That's easier. So just barely listen. But just like you were calling a friend on the phone or chatting with them or whatever, and you say, I'm not going to listen, but you just tell me about your lunch and your nature walk. So it's a podcast you don't really listen to. It's also a podcast that doesn't put you to sleep. I just keep you company while you fall asleep. So there's no pressure. The shows are over an hour or around an hour. So you got plenty of time to drift off. And if you can't sleep, if you can't fall asleep, or you just can't sleep at all, I'm here for you. I'll be here to the very end to keep you company. So that's that, and this is going to be a holiday show, like our, oh, so structure of the show. Yeah, so structure of the show. Show starts off with a greeting, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. So, you know, you're seen and welcome here. Then it's resources for the listener. Then our Patreon and a sponsor, usually. Then more resources for the listeners, a supporter zone. Then an intro, that's like 6 minutes. Then the intro, which goes from like minute 6 to minute 20-something. And the intro is separate from the business, where I just kind of try to explain what the podcast is, and I get distracted. So it's like I'm trying to explain what the podcast is for you, the new listener, but the regular listener, I'm trying to take your mind off of stuff every single episode in a new way that's familiar, so that your brain or your feelings or your emotions or your physical sensations can't adapt. So I can keep taking your mind off of stuff. And the regular listener knows that this podcast, it just doesn't work instantly. It slowly works. When it works, you don't even notice. So the reason the intro in the beginning is like 20 minutes is to ease you into bedtime. And so you can fold the podcast into your bedtime routine, however you discover works for you. And people use it in different ways. And like I said, there's about 2% of people that skip ahead to 20 minutes and start the show there. But for 98% of listeners, they're using the intro as they're getting ready for bed, or as they're in bed getting comfortable, or as they're drifting off. So just to see how it goes. So that's the intro. Then there's business. That's how we're able to bring you the podcast free. Then there's our story. And tonight it'll be our episodically modular, somewhat serialized holiday soap opera, As the North Pole Turns. And we'll be talking, you know, it'll be very sleepy. You say, it's a soap opera? And I'd say, well, it has soap operatic elements, heavy on the bubbles, I'd say. And then there'll be thank you. So this is the structure of the show. What else do you need to know? Well, this is a podcast you don't really, oh yeah, we said that, don't really listen to it. I think that's it. I mean, I make the podcast because I believe you deserve a good night's sleep and that your world will be better if you get the rest you need. And that'll make our world better. It'll just be nice, right, for everybody involved. And I also make it because I've been there on the other side, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. So I know how it feels, and I'd love to help. And I think that's it. I'm really glad you're here. I really work hard. I yearn and I strive. I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to bring you this podcast twice a week. All right, buddy, this is Scoots here. If you're new, you don't have to listen to this or worry about it. But if you're a regular listener, maybe you had the same experience I had when I tried to make the show, which was like, how come there's not something out there that sees how I'm feeling in the deep, dark night? And so I decided to make Sleep With Me because I said, is anybody else feeling this loneliness, this inability to turn off, that needs a distraction and a friend, that needs a podcast that puts you to sleep? And so I made Sleep With Me. And the reason we asked for support for the show, whether it's supporting the sponsors or supporting the show directly on Sleep With Me Plus, is because it over 120 hours per week of work goes into the show right now. And in the past, I did as much of that as I could myself, and that was never sustainable, right? So if you do count on it, supporting it, just make sure it'll be there for you. So your action kind of, you know, make sure Sleep With Me will be there for you, but a lot of other people too. Kind of cool bonus. And if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, you get everything organized in the way you want to listen. You get story-only episodes. At certain tiers, you get all intro episodes. You get all-night extra-long compilations. You get bonus shows and exclusives that might not fit in this main feed, and you get ad-free full episodes, of course. But you also get that peace of mind and that joy of participating in something. I don't know, you say, wow, I'm glad this is in the world because I needed it. So if any of that appeals to you, think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. But thanks, and those of you that are hearing this have supported the show in the past, thanks a lot, because the show's here because of you. And this isn't, I know not everybody's in a position to support the show, so I totally understand that too, and that's a great thing again for the people that do. There's people that would love to support the show but they can't, or there's people that would love to support the show but they're just kind of stuck or whatever. So your support supports the show for them too, so thank you so much. All right, everybody, it's time for our episodically modular soap opera series, which means it has a repetitive seriality, which really underlies the fact that it's episodically modular. Only 3 episodes. You could listen to them in any order. And the character, this episode is hosted. It's mostly dialogue. I guess it's led by, who's that character? I'm sorry, Claude Neon. I wasn't kidding, but that's just how my mind works, Claude. But yeah, so this is, this is an episodically modular series set at the North Pole. I think in Toy Town is the central location, but I don't know. And it's an elven story. So if you're a fan of elves, you may enjoy this story. So without further ado, I turn things over. Oh, first, sorry, I forgot you were lying there waiting. First, our Hollywood announcer. I mean, talk about a holiday treat. What's it like driving up five during, you know, that must be, give you plenty of time driving back and forth to just think about holiday things and good wishes and all the goodwill you're going to spread around the world. Have you ever played Santa Claus? Answer the question, please, on the mic. This is Mr. Antonio Banderas. Thank you, Scooter. The ladies, the gentlemen, the boys, the girls, the friends beyond the binary. It's time for as the North Pole turns. Whoosh. Happy holidays. Yes, Scooter, thank you. I have played Santa Claus. Yes, I have. Ho, 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 ho. All right, thanks, Antonio. Thanks for modulating your tones there, too. This is As the North Pole Turns. All right, Claude Neon here. I'm recording all this for posterity. And let me just see if I could run through what the events of thus far. I arrived at the North Pole after what is known as the Great Electric Slide. To help research these events and to clear things up. You may or may not know that I was a North Pole elf, but we don't need to get into that, my personal stuff. I'm here with Balsamica, the keeper of the melodrama here at the North Pole, or stirrer of melodrama. And talking to myself in Balsamica's presence so that Balsamica can, you know, use body language to steer me in the right direction as I recount the events of the Great Electric Slide and why I'm here. And what it is important for me to remember. So the North Pole had opened up a new electronics facility that was going to be up and running, ideally for this holiday season. The amazing thing was it was ready to go to produce electronic toys, electronic tetherball. Oh, the year is, I don't want to get too specific, but some of you may be listening to this far in the future. So remember the 1980s, if you would, because that's where I am right now. It's pretty cool. It might be in the future. I don't think you could listen in the past unless you have some sort of power I don't know about. So, let's see. Where am I? Oh, who am I? Who, what? What happened? So, they opened an electronics facility, and it was a very efficient facility because the Solid State Electronics is more of an assembly facility, which is a little bit different for the elves because it stirred up some controversy that we're assembling Solid State Electronics, like mostly just putting parts together and not crafting a toy. But as part of this great accord they made with the lower world to maintain relevance in the, you know, face of multinational toy corporations. Also, I'm using my official voice for this because I just, I thought I'd be official with you. So they opened the facility. There's mixed feelings. Some elven workers were like, hey, this is great. You know, I can make toys as a hobby and then assemble toys as my job. And, you know, there's a smaller percentage. They said, well, I don't really care. This is easy. And, you know, then it became a general, oh, this generation, they just want to assemble toys. They don't know. You know, those whole things, which none of that was really true. And you may be hearing something in my tone that simulates, like, these things happen sometimes in a dearth of leadership. And, I mean, a heart-based, empathy and compassion-based leadership, where people begin to formulate into groups who say, well, the younger kids, oh, those older elves, you know, they think they know everything. Those kind of things. And in the North Pole, we all know who's the leader. Now, there's Elven Leadership Council. That's different. But leadership comes from the top. And the leadership just hadn't been there. But that's not, I mean, I guess this is that people would say, well, you don't even live here anymore, Claude. So you, what do you know about Santa Claus or any of that? We're doing just fine. We don't need you coming back here, stirring up trouble. But I said, well, it seems like trouble stirred up and I got here just in time. Now, I had arrived, actually, to look into something else, AB's, who we'll be interviewing soon. But so, okay, so the Great Electric Site, electronic facility opened, ready to go into production. Just a few days of production was all that was needed from this high-efficiency facility to introduce and fill the orders for this year's electronic toys. Now, next year, they'd probably be, the facility would have been ideally fully functioning during the entire calendar year. This year was just a teaser, but it was a large order. But again, this was a large facility. And ProSera, an elf with very strong feelings, disrupted this event. And in the name of all that was toy, you know, decent and toy filled with joy, had, I guess, prepared to use electromagnetism and glaciers and LEDs to open up a chasm and deposit the electronics facility in a chasm with a glacier on top. Obviously rendering it no longer working. And ProSera's goal was also to wipe out all the knowledge that had been accumulated about solid-state toys and the such. And that was mostly successful. It was very dramatic or melodramatic, and ProSera now is under observation because they said, well, what do you mean? You don't remember doing any of this? And then ProSera said, well, I have a twin. Maybe it was my twin. Which didn't really quite come together because ProSera, right now it's, all or nothing things really aren't that important. Whether ProSera, the elven people have a way to deal with that. And it'll be dealt with after the holiday season. Now there's a more pressing issue at the hand. But I think that's all we learned last time. You know, Ingelmani, Atlantica, Abies, who were about to help, Depiana, all leaders in toy production here at the North Pole, and Balsamica. So what we're going to go do next, Balsamica is going to go into Abies' room, a timeout room, where Abies is having a timeout. And talk to Abies, and I'm here to kind of help. Abies is an old family friend. I'll be honest, I got to be full disclosure at this point. And, you know, I didn't plan on returning to the North Pole, but they said, well, Abies has been, well, I think Balsamica will get to the bottom of all that. But just what I needed to know to make sure I reminded myself is that ProSera wiped out the electronics facility. There is an underlying feeling. Now, there's, oh boy, this is another piece of information I want to underline. I understand. So there's, the glory nights of holiday season are the 24th and the 25th, and then maybe the start of the season, Thanksgiving, which is celebrated in the U.S. It happens in the lower world. But here in the North Pole, there's a lot of other days that have a lot bigger deals. And one of those is like the day that the sleigh is officially packed and all the other orders that are going to the toy companies are shipped out. But the last orders are delivered by Santa to the toy companies' distribution points and also, to selected individual children around the globe. But that has to be done. It can't just give, even though the Hollywoodization shows us packing the sleigh on the 23rd and 24th, that's just not what happens. There's a critical day the sleigh has to be packed. And that day is coming right up, and there is concern. We don't have the electronic toys. So that's another underlying tension here today in the North Pole. And Balsamic is looking at me and nodding. So Balsamic is about to go into AB's room and talk to AB's, whose name I'm here to help clear, I hope. Because otherwise, you know, my mom will not be happy with me. So go ahead, Balsamic. Now I'm in the observation room, so I'm going to listen in along with all of us. Hey, Abis. Hey, Balsamica. What are you doing here? Are you here to help? Are you here to get me out of here? Why am I here, Abis? Well, you know about everything that's happened. The Great Electric Slide, they're already calling it. Yeah, I heard. Procera really, I mean, come on. Everybody knows Procera was... kind of saw the world and painted bold colors and didn't necessarily, was very, okay, whoa, Abis, because, you know, what does someone say when they plant a seed and a tree grows years later in the place of that seed? Do they say, huh, looks like that seed, they talk about the seed and the, that's one of our traditions, evergreen growth cycle. Sorry, I'm not following you, Balsamica. You're following me, Abis. Come on. You've been the one writing letters, writing these manifestos about toys, about electronic toys, about degradation of elven effort, of elven craftsmanship. You've been talking about this long before electronic toys even came along. But you said that these handheld games were the last straw of, and you predict a future where just there'd be just a few elven toy craftspeople that are very obscure and are all, you know, then only, you know, only people who get the, you know, win, you know, the billions to one chance that Santa actually comes to their home or can buy toys that are built by, you know, I know I've read everything you've written. Oh, I guess you're a fan, huh? I respect it. You actually, it's very well written. I would love to be in the room where it happens. Well, I don't know what you mean, Balsamic. I know, because it's just, I'm just there writing. Sorry. I was thinking of something else. But yeah, you said this was the end of the elves. You kind of, each one, increased in intensity. You kind of point out the action figures, and once we started producing action figures and figurines and dolls, plastic-based dolls, assembling those for the toy companies because of Inglemani's packs, that was it. This is bad news for elves. So what would you expect someone like Procera to do with that kind of information? Stop working, maybe? Think about it, and then think about what Procera, you're saying Procera specifically, or so you said someone like Procera. So I'll answer your question in that manner, is to think about things and wonder what do they want and what do they see for the future of the elven people. And, you know, I know there's a great, you know, the myths about, they say, oh boy, what about Tolkien's elves? Or what about these elves? Or, you know, maybe we should go see some of them. You know, there's the elven seekers. But you know as well as I do that most people aren't welcome back after they leave. And that's really what we're here to talk about anyway. Unless you have something, are you saying it conspired with Procera to do all this? Because, really wouldn't make any sense. In fact, I was very, my attention, come on, let's just talk about what we're here to talk about, okay? Instead of talking about, unless you're talking about something else and I'm talking about something else. Well, I just was wondering if you're going to take any responsibility for the fact that, you probably do need to take some responsibility for this. Not that you have to take any public responsibility or suffer any consequences. Everyone was fine except for the electronics facility. But I'm just wondering if you're going to think about anything and if you're going to think about stuff. I've been thinking about it. I got nothing to do in here. So, yeah, I've been thinking about it. And, yes, you're right well, I don't know. I can't control. I don't know. I'm torn. Okay. Yeah, I'm torn. But maybe I'm extra torn because of my current situation. And I'm just wondering if you're familiar, like, are you going to let this happen? Okay, well, I'm here because, yeah, you've been accused of lying to Santa Claus. And, there are people trying to get to the bottom of it and help, but it is your word against Santa. And, there's only one side. If it's you and Santa, there's only one side. You know, Santa's word is the final word. What Santa says, as we say, you know, even as we're children. What Santa says, Santa says. And Santa doesn't say much, but Santa said you're not telling the truth. And that means, you know, banishment from the North Pole forever. And I'm sorry, I don't see how we're able to get to the bottom of this either. Do you know exactly what I lied to Santa about? Now, believe it or not, I don't. I know Santa has said that you lied to Santa Claus, and to start the process and give you a timeout to think about it. This would have been your last, you know, during the timeout. Traditionally, this rarely has happened, but it has happened before. You know, there's a time, usually it's in the cookie, the elves that eat the cookies or drink the milk situation. And they say, no, Santa, I didn't eat the dog. You know, that's the most common one we've dealt with. And this is neither a milk nor cookie situation because it's before, you're not on the, you know, the Christmas Eve watch list. And so I don't know what you lied to Santa about, just that Santa said you lied and to start the process, which we're at the tail end of the process of banishment. And you would be the first elf that didn't admit they lied to Santa and then, you know, seek. So, no, but I don't know, honestly. And it's just, you won't be able to participate in the holiday joy, which I feel terrible about. I just want ABC. We want to help. I know your friends are reaching out on your behalf. I mean, I know a lot of the workers identify with you, but they also say, "Well, this is separate from this labor like relations stuff." Well, yeah. The funny thing is that it's not. I mean, this is just a matter of Santa getting Santa's way, and this is ridiculous. Like, so here's the thing, Balsamic, I didn't lie to Santa. I told Santa the truth, okay? So, I mean, if you don't even know the lie, I think you do. I think that's why you're dragging this out isn't this what you do? Isn't this your technique, the melodramatic technique? To get to the bottom of stuff, because it's just not, I told Santa the truth. I mean, I guess that's, I don't know what else to say other than that. Okay, so let me try to say yes to what you're saying. So you told Santa the truth. So why would Santa say it's not true, that you lied? It was a truth Santa didn't want to hear. I mean, it's really that simple. Okay. And was it about the electronic toys? Like you were trying to tell Santa some truth about the electronic toys, or about Procera and what Procera was doing that Santa didn't want to hear? And this now you're conveniently, is Santa using this as a convenient way to deal with this situation? You could tell me that. It would help me know what's happening. No. It has nothing to do with electronic toys or anything. And if I tell you, I can't untell you or whoever else is here with you. So there's no, like, this, I guess your melodramatic trait. Okay. I'll tell you what Santa's saying I'm lying about. Not what I'm accused of lying about, but why? Well, can't you tell me what you're accused? No, because it's already my word again. Okay. Here's what happened. Underneath the mistletoe, one summer night, Santa saw me kissing Mrs. Claus. I'm sorry, what? Yeah, that's what happened. Santa, underneath the mistletoe, one night, Santa saw me kissing Mrs. Claus. Wait a second. You were kissing Mrs. Santa Claus. Yeah, I was kissing Mrs. Claus, and there's a lot more to it than just that. Oh, somebody's opening and closing. Oh, hey, Engelmani. Hey, ABC. Hey, Balsamica. I kind of got a situation here. Don't mean to interrupt. Well, you both seem like that I interrupted. I wish I knew what I interrupted. Do you want to tell me? Because it seems like it's pretty juicy. No, it seems like you have something. Yeah, we need ABs. I have actually a sign-off for ABs to be to come with me. Okay, what is this about? Well, we got to make our Christmas quota. We're really short, and every department ran their numbers, and we're going to be short. We just cannot make it, and that would mean, like a bargain, we would have to choose either under-deliver to the toys Santa's been, you know, the raffle to Santa delivering the children of the world, or under-delivering to the toy companies that would then violate our compacts, which would have consequences for the North Pole that Santa knows about. So don't say, oh boy, all deals that Santa has signed off on, and, you know, we could underfill both or underfill one, but we can't fill every, you know, we can't fill, we need ABs. Okay, well, what do you need ABs for? Well, we need ABs to motivate. You know, ABs is a very motivating force with all the elves, and ABs is also an expert in traditional elven line production versus assembly line production, which is similar but different. And Depiana has a theory that we could combine both styles of work, and that ABs could weigh in a way that this doesn't change, you know, we also take some time. We're going to work in small groups to get the toy orders filled, I guess is what I'm saying. Okay. Okay. I guess I'm fine with it. ABs? No, thank you. What do you mean? No, thank you, ABs. This is your chance. So is Santa going to take away the charge of lying to Santa Claus? Is that what this is really about? Santa said, if you get these orders filled, that it all will be forgiven. Well, all will be forgiven, huh? That's Santa's exact words. I don't believe it. I believe that I'll help, and then... What about the children of the world, Abies? We want to keep the elves working, don't we? I thought that was what you and I have discussed over the years. And I know we've had our disagreements and our agreements. So, boy, have our agreements been good. ABs, remember those? Okay, let's just focus on our disagreements for the time being. Yeah, but I care about the children of the world. I care about the L. Oh, also, I have Mrs. Claus said that to sweeten the pot, she made your favorite cookies, the ones with the melted candy canes in them. Oh, she said you can only have them while you're working on helping us save Christmas. Okay, I'll go. Oh, there's your daughter, Alanica, opening and closing the door. Hey, everybody, it's me. Hey, Atlantica. Hey, Atlantica. Hey, Atlantica. Hey, Atlantica. Hey, everybody. That was a lot of hay. So, what are we, horses? Balsamica, I need your help. Okay, what do you need my help with? Is it okay if everybody's part of this? Yeah, because we're about to start working together. Well, Procera got out of, Procera's attached. We needed Procera to help with figuring this out as well. You know, because Procera's also an expert in a lot of these things that would have helped us get the toy orders filled by the holiday season. And when we were walking over to the the toy production and distribution facility number 4, Procera ran to town square and attached Procera's self to the great evergreen tree. And really doing a lot of yelling and stuff like that. Then we, so can you help with that? Sure. We're like, okay, I'm going to head out and go get Procera. And I'll see everyone later. Okay. Bye. Okay, bye, everyone. Opening, closing that door. Maybe I should leave this door open since everyone's leaving anyway. Opening, okay. Let's go out this other door, Claude. So that's interesting. So wait a second. Did AB was kissing Mrs. Claus underneath the mistletoe one summer night? They were. Okay, that's interesting. I got one other thing I was wondering about. What's that? I think something is going on with Procera. What do you think that is? We're headed towards the tree, right? Yeah. So we need Procera to help with this. And then Procera says, we're already here. Hey, Procera. This is Claude Neon. Claude Neon Procera. Hi, nice to meet you. I've attached myself to this tree and I've decided not to help at all. With the holiday stuff, because I don't recall doing any of the stuff everybody said I did, and so I'm just gonna stay attached to this tree and not help. Okay, that's Balsamica. Let me handle this. Why don't you just observe? Okay, Claude. Okay, so you're not going to do anything. Yeah, well, I guess we probably don't need your help because you're probably not the real Procera anyway. And we just have to find your twin, the actual real Procera, who will actually have some knowledge to be able to help us get this toy order filled. So could you just let us know where the real Procera is? No, I can't let you know where the real Procera is. Okay, well, I guess what we'll do is we'll just move on without you. And, I mean, we really could use you, I'll be honest. And I know a lot of people miss you because I've already been able to tell, you know, that you have some tight relationships with some of these elven leaders. And I don't know if you really have a twin or not. And I'll be honest, like, I don't, at this point, it's not my concern. I have other things in my mind at this point. And I even am willing to put aside even my resistance to being a part of this, these North Pole traditions and push my sleeves up and get to work, because we only have a little bit of time to save Christmas. And in the end, that's really what it's about. But you could stay here. That's fine. And I'm pretty sure the call went out to every elf. I mean, even Abies and Debian are going to be working together. Atlantic will be there. Ingomani, maybe doing manual labor even. And I'm sure that if every elf is working, also, I'll just be honest with you, we do have that new thing with we can see elven body heat right from the sky. They've been testing that out on Santa's sleigh and backup sleigh. So the sleigh is going to be circling the North Pole. If every elf is working to put toys together for the to save Christmas, or to save, you know, the Elven Toy Production Act of 1981 and 1978. Or toy courts, whatever they called it, you know what I mean. The great thing is, so far there's been no other resistance. There's been people that have been a little curmudgeon-y. We'll be able to see where we'll find your twin. Because usually what happens in these twin situations in the past I've seen in the lore world is, you know, the twin that's up, you know, that's stirring up trouble, no offense, but that seems to be what you're doing. Some would say stirring up good trouble, but it's trouble nonetheless, you know, dropping a glacier on an electronics toy facility. I'm sure that the multinational corporations had it insured, but whatever, like, that's trouble, whether you, however you look at it. But then there'll be two signatures, your signature and then your twin signature. And if we don't find your twin, if there's only one signature, we could assume that you're making it up, or that your twin has left the North Pole, which we could then go back and check that to see all the exits from the North Pole in the last 30 to 365 days. And then you might end up being banned from the North Pole. And then how are you going to help everybody? How are you going to you got me with that evil twin stuff. Yeah. I'll help. All right. There's a thick snowstorm. So let's go through the snowstorm quietly, but there's that speed walkway, right? To get to the toy production facility on the other. Oh yeah. We're about to get on it. Oh, hey everyone. This is Claude Neon. I just want to let you know that, we got right to work. So I didn't really, wasn't able to bring it along because it'll be explained here because I'm about to go to the big, great, the sleigh is packed. So this is the biggest celebration in the North Pole. And some would think that the 26th is a big day but it's not. This is the big one. This is the big blowout because the sleigh is packed. Yes, there's still work to do. But, you know, you see teams when they win the before the championship. Sometimes that party's even bigger because. So this is a big night of celebration, particularly tonight. So the celebration this year is in the toy production facility. we got everything done, and I'm going to go and kind of, so I see Balsamica and Engelmani, so I'm going to stand, you know, by them and listen in. And, oh, Engelmani, you're looking very functional in your dress tonight. Thanks, Balsamica. Yeah, I mean, I'm just glad we got everything done. I mean, even though people say that, you know, I'm just like looking to please everybody or please the toy companies or, you know, try to keep everybody happy, which makes nobody happy. We really averted a big one here. And now we'll have time. I mean, the electronic toys are inevitable, right? But we also have some extra leverage because I really, you heard me in my speech, but I really played up the fact that to the toy company said, we said, well, we're really weighing delivering. I made it because, well, we really want to keep the delivery of the toys to the children of the world. So we're not going to be able to fill all your orders, which will leave you short for the last buying week of the season. And, you know, they weren't happy about that. And I said, well, there's not much we could do other than, say that no electronic toys will ever be made at the North Pole. So, I mean, that's a good thing, I think. In the end, I think, we'll still be involved in, you know, elven employment for mass production of toys that are not crafted. You know, I never told anyone this, Balsamica, but, when I look in your eyes, and I wonder who crafted those eyes of yours that I can lose myself in on a night like tonight. It makes me wonder who I am. And I feel like I'm flying in a sleigh above the clouds up high. Oh, yeah? But what were you going to say, Engelmani? Or just keep talking about my eyes? No, I was going to say that really my underlying belief is that the mass production of toys will spark a renaissance, longer lasting in high quality elven produced toys. Yeah, but the problem is that there's no, that there's going to. It's just not as simple as that. And I'm not talking about the toys, I'm talking about us. Yeah, I know. Atlantica wants to talk. Excuse me, Balsamica. Okay, I'm just going to stand over here with Claude. Hey, how's my favorite child? Engelmani, I'm your only child. I'm glad everything's done. I mean, Depiana's really a hero. And, I don't know. I mean, can I talk to you, child to parent for a little while? Yeah, you can. I think, you know, I've just been thinking about things with Depiana. And you know how with Procera, that my feelings with Procera, I don't know what I mean. Oh, do I know what you mean, Atlantica? Feelings are complicated, I know. Well, let's look at this way. Why don't you feel your feelings tonight, but not think about your feelings tonight, and just enjoy the party. Feel your feelings, don't think about them, and don't act on them. But let them kind of wait, so you're falling for Procera? Yeah, maybe. Okay, well, yeah, just try to enjoy the party, and I'll talk to you later. Okay, Claude, I'm going over to Depiana's talking with Abies and Procera. They're kind of being asked to recount their things. We're all waiting for Santa Claus's arrival in the next few minutes. Oh, so tell us again, Debiana, how did you figure it out? Like, how did you end up? Well, no, it wasn't me. It was you. Like, the idea of combining. I mean, luckily, I had some of those solid state chips in my pocket, and that enabled us to create the electronic assignment system that we could create the, you know, combine the, you know, Elven work with the assembly line work. But also the idea that making parts that would wear out, that the work that goes into making the parts is more work. The one-time use parts, like more labor to make the parts than to just make toys, was brilliant. I mean, we needed it tonight. I didn't realize you had all those in your workshop. Yeah, it was one of my ideas. I didn't think it would ever need, would ever, there'd be, you know, I pitched it a couple of times. No one listened because they said, okay, wait a second. So you put a, you used some of your experimental workforce to create auto assembly line parts that could help assemble toys in a situation just like this. But when the parts eventually wear out from use, and the actual labor to remake those parts is more than just using, making the toys the parts would make. Yeah, it was an idea. Yeah, it was. I mean, I guess thank you. It was. I mean, it was an idea that like was before its time, because those parts have been waiting to be used for years. Actually, I mean, even more on the assembly line with the action figures and dolls. They said, well, we could. Why don't we just have automated assembly line? And there, you know, luckily we got through those accords together. And Procera, I'm sorry, I do have to talk. I mean, and Debiana, I'm happy to have you listen in. And I see Balsamic also and Claude Neon listening in. I'm sorry, Procera, that I was like so strong in my tone that, you know, that maybe you got caught up in stuff, and maybe they like, just like my thing was ahead of its time. I don't know. I want to apologize, but it worked out because now we know how. Engelmani said we'll never have to make electronic toys unless something unforeseen happened, like the electronic toys advance in a way. But hopefully we'll never have to make electronic toys, so that's good. Yeah, I mean, I try, like, oh, Santa Claus is coming. Believe it or not, like, between the three of us, I tried to frame everything and imaginary, like, I made up that I had imaginary twin, and I almost had them. But sometimes I feel like I do have a twin. It's just a twin inside me, because I don't know what, like, normally that's just outside, you know, doing all that planning and stuff. What's in my, so you, you made up an imaginary twin. Yeah, yeah. You like that, Abies? I do. Excuse me. I got to go talk to Santa about the, you know, how this whole hubbub is. And I wanted to thank Santa and Mrs. Claus. Okay, go ahead. Oh, hello, Mrs. Claus. I was going to talk to Santa. Yeah, he doesn't want to. It's probably not a good time. Yeah, how are you? Thanks for the cookies. They really were really, really sweet. Thanks for saving Christmas, Abies. Yeah, I feel the same way. The cookies were sweet, and I made them for you. So has Santa still been acting like, yeah, I mean, it's been going on for years, but there's not, you know, it's like I almost felt like Santa was hoping that you know, like that you wouldn't be able to figure it out, and maybe that it, because you didn't lie, I do love you, and I know he said that was a lie, and I know I told him it was a lie, so he believed it because of me. And I did, unintentionally, I did that to protect, you know, I'm sorry for that. It's okay. He made me those cookies, and I knew what the cookies meant. But yeah, there's Santa. Santa's ready to make a speech about it. Look at it, even in his face, you can see that his bowl isn't full of jelly anymore. And I don't know, it's just not the person. And I didn't sign up for the last 5 or 6 years of this. Wait a second, the last 5 or 6 years, that's when things changed, huh? Yeah, I mean, that's when the toy accords, the change, you know, Ingomani. But it's not Ingomani's fault. Santa's the one that, I don't know, maybe it's just me, you know. I'm stuck. I know you are. But I'll be here. And we could get through this together, separately, but together when we can find the time, Mrs. Claus. Wait a second. I just thought of something. What? Santa, right when Santa takes the mic, I'm going to do something. Okay. Abies, what are you about to do? Oh, sorry, Claude. I got to wait. Santa, before you start speaking, I know the mic's turned on. I just wonder if I could apologize for, I know we had a misunderstanding and most people don't know what the misunderstanding was about. Yes, Abies, go ahead. I'm not going to, you know, that's between us, right? But I did have one question for you, Santa. Oh, this is the best time to ask for forgiveness, Abies. There's no night better to ask for forgiveness. And the answer is yes. No, Santa, I was wondering, because it looks like you have the sleigh ready to go. Oh, yes, I was going to take it for a spin. Yeah, we got the doors open and the Rudolph and no, you know, most of the reindeer are there. Oh, 1 second. Procera seems to be interrupting somebody to that Claude Neon next to you. But go ahead, and then I'll wait. I'm Santa, but I can still wait. Claude, it's me, Procera. Yeah, Procera? Did you really send up the sleigh to look around, like for thermal imaging, to see if I actually did have, or were you making that up? Believe it or not, I was doing both. I sent up the backup sleigh to take thermal imaging, just in case you did have a twin and you were here, that every elf is in attendance and now Santa and Mrs. Claus are here. So I did do it, but just as a backup. Plus, I'd like to keep to my... Thank goodness. Why, Procera? Oh, Santa's ready to keep speaking. Anyway, Abies, what was your question? Santa, are you not Santa Claus, but Santa's twin? Quite possibly an Eve, you know, a twin that would be spelled similar to Santa, or a twin that doesn't have the elven or the Christmas best intentions in their heart. Is that why you're looking at us so confused now, Santa? Are you not Santa, but Santa's twin? Ho, ho, ho. Good day to you all. Holy cow, this is Claude Neon. Santa just ran off stage glaring, hopped in the official sleigh full of toys and headed off and into the sky. Now, the only thing, the good thing to know, because everyone here is kind of, so I'm pretty sure that wasn't Santa Claus, but Santa's twin, and just took off in the sleigh, full of all the toys to be delivered to the toy companies and the children of the world. And, there's no backup sleigh full of toys, and I'm not sure this ever happened before. Now, the good news is, because everyone's lying down, because that was so intense, you had to be here. It feels totally calm to me. That's how elves deal with stuff. They say, oh, well, all will be well. We'll figure it out. One of the other things about one of the secrets of the holiday season and why the sleigh has to be packed so early is the reindeer's magic. It kind of works like an ionic, I don't know if you've ever seen like those ionic space engines where it's, they slowly have to circle the North Pole. I think it's about 12 hours. Mostly they're, now the reindeer aren't working the whole time. They work in shifts. And I mean, it's much more complicated than they show in the movies. And also a lot of it's on the, like, because of the rotation of the earth and some sort of other ionic energy. I'm not on the tech team here at the North Pole, so I don't know how the sleigh works. The backup sleigh's coming in with its thermal imaging, but I don't think that's going to help us at all. But really, the sleigh has to circle the North Pole for about 12 hours to build up momentum. Because the sleigh is actually heavy. So we're all going to rest for about 8 hours here, all of us together, and hold hands, great elven hand holding, which is one of the few things I missed about living at the North Pole. Balsamica, can I hold your hand? Yeah, I'm holding Ingomani's hand, but I can hold you with my other hand. Atlantica, could I hold your hand? Actually, I'm holding, I can't, I don't have an extra hand. Depiana, could I hold your other hand? You can, Claude, thank you. So we're going to close our eyes and get some rest. Good night, everybody. I want to thank everybody that reviewed the podcast recently. Pie Aficionado says, give it a try. I've tried a few different sleep podcasts, but this one helps me sleep. It's pretty unique in that he's mostly rambling about nonsense, and introduction is long and repetitive. If you're looking for a Zen podcast, this isn't it, but I would give it a try because it helps. It's like having a friend hang out with you till you get back to sleep. He supports human rights, but he doesn't get political. And he puts resources in. Then Jess loves movies, says very calming. Been dealing with a lot lately, and when I'm stressed, I listen to the podcast. Helps me turn off my brain so I can sleep. I love the theme song. Sometimes I skip the Star Trek episodes because I pay too much attention. It did take me 2 or 3 episodes to get used to the voice and relax. Thank you for helping. Miss D said, very helpful and comforting. Had trouble getting to sleep as an adult, but this podcast it gets and works like drugs, only better. Don't Ask 11 says, voice. It sounds like my science teacher, LOL, but that was a 5-star review. Dennis says, favorite part of my day, I have brutal anxiety and need comfort when I go to sleep. Scooter's someone I trust to listen to all night. I'm also comforted and look forward to listening. Camus 265 says, appreciate the commitment to anti-racism, helpful podcast, seems like it cares. And he's using his platform to and privilege advocate for equity. Irish Flower Child says, thankful insomniac. I deal with CPTSD, and I found this podcast, and now it's part of my routine. They're from Canada. Cass and Kit says, safe place all day, every day. I deal with racing thoughts, insomnia. After I heard about the show on Jen and Julie, and I checked it out, it's the best show, calming. Scooter helps me get sleep, gets through the day. Stan Chronicles are my favorite. Hi, Stan. Hi, Scoots. Thank you. So that's all the reviews. Thanks, everybody, for taking the time to review the show. I really appreciate it. Sleeping Me grows as a podcast by people simply spreading the word, and we're able to bring this show twice a week because it'll be able to support the show on Patreon, support our sponsors. But like I said, a free way to support the show, just let people know about it, or let them know about podcasts in general. When, you know, even if the conversation doesn't come up, you don't have to bring up Sleep With Me out of context, I guess, but, you can bring up sneak podcasts in it, be like, oh, you're going to the grocery store? Have you listened to, the, I don't know, if like the famous, Richard's Famous Food podcast? I don't know, like recommend podcasts. I guess that's all I'm saying. And show people how to use their app and stuff, because that doesn't, not, that's not easy for everybody. I think they think that people don't realize they're free, or that, it, you know, there's a lot of other things. So help them out, and it helps everybody out. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody, Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar, if you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over, but it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I gotta find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because, so on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences is everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm gonna start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a posty special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me. Ideally down the road, we'll have budget to do more, or somebody else even do a version two. But it's basically Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense, which that's pretty much it. Like, that's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed is years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2020. Four, is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're like, love Sleep With Me, you're looking for something like a little bit different with some sound design, you want to listen to it during the day, or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville, oh, Contact, TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this. And then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think maybe this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with all intro and all night shows. So Thursday night, all intro episode came out. Weird, the all night episode, I might have archived it, but Big Farm in the Sky PI, huh, I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that is, so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they don't have the supporter zone, they don't have the sponsor stuff, they don't have the mystery bard music or the thank yous at the end, but they are something that, because you can listen to that in the ad-supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday, that was Great British Bake Off episode 8, Multiplex episode 3 came out, Hickory Dickory Farms, Ren Faire with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243, 1242, Bake Off episode 7 came out, February 25th, Multiplex episode 2 came out, Julius J. Juice, what else we got, 1240, Apple Cider Redo, that was Trader Joe's Shop and Cook episode, big retraction in that one, you know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, C12, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform, is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only, there's like a lot of story only fans, and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Renfair with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2, Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, then Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, Episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but The Guild, the web series of The Guild, did the part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on, I don't know, maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with two new ideas for random Tuesday episodes. One with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet. And then another one that would be called the Marble Vagabond. And those were episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part 2 of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? We did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences, like the one like that kind of got a lot of press. And we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Willy Wonka Experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening, it's a free feed. It'd be great if you think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do, and those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that, and that's it. Good night, everybody.